This is Wealth Made Simple with Matthew Klein from Copley Financial Group. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Wealth Made Simple is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Wealth Made Simple.
Hi, and welcome to the Wealth Made Simple podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Klein with Copley Financial Group. If you'd like to learn more about our services or visit our website, you can reach the show notes at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com or give us a ring at 888-WEALTH-9. Today, we're going to talk about Social Security and the problems it is facing. One of the issues is it is the cornerstone of retirement for most Americans in this country. Millions of people depend on it, and we have predicted that there will be financial deficit by just 2034. So this could be a big problem for the country. Stick around and we'll tell you our thoughts and if you should be worried. But first, I'd like to bring in our co-host, Tony Shore. Tony?
Yeah, great to be here, Matt. Really good to be with you on the show today. And an interesting topic because everyone I know will rely at least partly on Social Security and retirement. The majority of Americans rely at least some on Social Security. It's the basis of any retirement income plan. No matter how much or how little you have saved up, Social Security is going to be a big part of it. We all pay into it. So it is worrisome that what you say by 2034, it's not going to be solvent, and we're going to spend down what we have in the coffers for Social Security. So that is concerning, but I'm glad to dig into this topic and get your take on this one. I've had a great week. How about you? Have you been busy?
Oh, I've been very, very busy, putting in a lot of hours, a lot of client meetings and referrals. So sure. Very thankful for that. We actually got some really nice weather in New York this week. So finally that's some great sunshine. Yeah. So we're feeling good about that.
I think that's excellent. Well, and, you know, I'm one of these people who I'm excited to go to work every day. You know, a lot of people are on high alert for breaking Social Security news, but I still think about retirement. And so it does concern me as well. Where do you want to begin with this topic?
Well, let's just kind of talk about the massive effect that problems could have in the future. I mean, there's 66 million Americans relying on it right now. Wow. And they're anticipating they could be taking a 20% hit if nothing's done by 2034. So one thing to note is that Congress has a lot of options here. Although Congress never really seems to get anything done. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Right.
Well, you know, one thing they can do is cut benefits. A second thing would be raise taxes. Those are the two most obvious choices. And the third, and I think most common way that they usually deal with these types of problems is redirecting other funds. And, you know, one thing I truly believe is that they never cut the rug out from Americans without gradually phasing things out. And what I mean by that is if you're nearing retirement, I suspect that you will have 100% of what they're telling you your benefit's going to be.
Sure.
You know, and to take that a step further, this is the most popular social program with over an 80% approval and with just so many people relying on it. It's their first priority to keep it running and solvent as well as possible, as opposed to, you know, pulling away benefits from people already on it or anticipating that in their retirement plan.
Yeah. Well, and this has happened before, right? I mean, I remember I'm a little older than you. We're going to say a little, wink, wink. but I remember in the 80s, my parents talking about, oh, Social Security isn't going to be solvent after, I forget what it was, 93 or something. And this is like, so in 1984, Congress and the government, they made changes. They raised, you know, they raised the full retirement age, you know, they raised, they made some other changes that kind of shorted up. And I feel like they'll make some of those changes without, so it's not a direct or huge impact on people. They're not going to take away people's benefits, but you may have to wait longer to get your full benefit. You know, people are living longer and longer, so they're going to justify it that way. I bet they're going to make some of those types of changes, don't you?
I 100% agree with you on that, Tony. They're going to gradually phase things and phase things in to you know, make it more solvent.
Sure.
One thing to really kind of keep in mind here is that this has been going on for so long, just like you mentioned, right? You know, they've had several dates dating back to, you know, the 80s, I think, and 90s, and they just keep pushing it further and further out.
Yep.
And now we're at 2034. And the reason that that keeps happening and the checks keep coming that I think a lot of people overlook is it's run by the federal government, who prints its own money. Right.
Right. So they're going to appropriate the funds if they need to. And they're probably also going to do things like raise the Social Security tax. That could happen. It's not going to be a popular thing, but I think to keep it solvent, they'll do what it takes. And I don't think they're going to do anything that's going to impact a lot of people, any individuals in a huge way, at least not for a long, long time.
That's my sentiment. Exactly. Gradual changes will take place.
Yeah.
We'll probably pay a little bit more. You know, they'll start increasing the ages as people live longer and longer,
sure,
like they've been doing. But if you're nearing retirement or on Social Security, I'm going to venture a very strong guess that you're not going to have to deal with any significant changes that would impact you negatively.
Right. Right. And when it comes to Social Security, you want to maximize it. I know there are strategies out there that people can use to maximize their Social Security. And I know you have a Social Security maximization report you run for people. And maybe we can give away a few of those on the show if people call in and request that. I know that you can help people with their Social Security plans as well, right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. That's one thing that I happen to specialize in is maximizing Social Security and making sure that you're getting every penny that you would be owed by the government. So one thing to note is Social Security started back in 1935, right? And when they set this up, they set it up for a retirement benefit to start at the age of 65. And do you know what the average life expectancy was back then, Tony?
For men, it probably wasn't very much more than 65.
It was actually 60. So they never expected anybody was going to go ahead and collect this money from them.
Yeah.
Boy, did we show them. So what happened
That's
was
funny.
people started living longer and longer.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, well, let's go ahead and give them a chance to increase that benefit by delaying to age 70, or you could even take that benefit early at age 62 at a reduced benefit. So those are some of the changes they've made. And from 62 to 70, you can file or delay filing to get a bigger check. And AARP did a study on this. They found that 74% of Americans, that's 3 out of 4 people, are receiving a reduced benefit by filing too early.
Wow.
Yeah. Staggering, staggering number.
That's crazy.
I think. Yeah, it really is. And I think that there's no golden rule to making a recommendation. I can't tell everybody listening today, hey, you just delay as much as you can or take it at your full retirement age. It really needs to be customized to you to get the most out of this. And that's why we offer that Social Security maximization report. It's going to give you charts and graphs and all types of tools and information to help you make an informed decision.
Yeah, that's huge. And that's good to know that, you know, you can do that for folks. You don't want to go it alone because, like you said, everybody's sweet spot as far as when you should file for Social Security is going to be different. So you don't want to do what your neighbor did or your dad did or your brother-in-law or your buddy at work talking to at the water cooler. Hey, what did you do for Social Security? Mm-hmm. Or what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to file when I'm, you know, mm-hmm, 62, take it as soon as possible. That way I'll get more money. That's not necessarily the case. You take a greatly reduced benefit, but if you don't have much of a life expectancy or you absolutely have to have the money, you're going to be retired at 62 and you don't have enough to live on without it, you have to take it. But if you can wait, it'll roll up and you make interest on that money and it grows and grows. So for some people, it makes more sense to wait a while, at least till their full retirement age, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think in general, delaying and increasing that check can provide more security down the road. But when you're married, the math starts to get a little tricky, because when one of you passes away, your spouse is going to pick up that larger check. And that can really start to open up some strategies for us to help you get the most out of it. And the easiest way to really dissect all this is to start with the report, let the computer give you the numbers, and then you can start making decisions from there. And, you know, you have, I think, 12 to 15% of the country. It's going to be 90% of their income in retirement. And
Wow. Somewhere,
it's just a staggering number. And about 40%, it's going to account for about half of their income. So Wow. It really, really makes sense to get the most out of this and to make sure that you don't shortchange yourself by taking it early.
Sure. Well, that sounds great. And I know there are a lot of calculations that go into that. I think that thing runs like 20,000 calculations. It can do spousal filing strategies, things like that. So you can fill that out. And it's just an easy form to fill out. You answer a few questions and then you can run that report for people and it'll tell them exactly when to file, how to file. It's really a great report. And it's not just like a single sheet of a few bullet points. It's an actual full report that really has some great details and can really help you find that sweet spot for Social Security. How can our listeners get that from you?
Sure. Yeah, you can give us a call at 888-WEALTH-9 and we'd be happy to run that report for you. We really don't need much information. It's only about two or three pieces of information that's going to allow us to run that. It has charts and graphs and break-even points and just absolutely invaluable. You can also visit us at the Wealth Made Simple podcast and we'll have some information on how you can get in touch with us there and go ahead and request one of those reports. We actually offer a complimentary retirement plan. One of the reports is that Social Security maximization. It's about 15 pages on its own. The full retirement plan is about 150 pages. So if you want to reach out to us for just one or two or three reports, that's fine. But we're definitely more than happy to give you the full service treatment and go over everything with you as well.
Yeah, and there's no cost or obligation to that initial consultation, and that's something you're offering our listeners out there. So if they'll pick up the phone and give you a call or head to the website, it's wealthmadesimplepodcast.com, or pick up the phone and give you a call. What's that phone number again?
888-WEALTH-9.
That's an easy one, 888-WEALTH-9. Number nine, little Beatles reference. So anyway, that's great. And Social Security is so important, but understanding how it works and how to file is huge, because it really can have an effect on not just you, but your spouse, if you're married or have a spouse, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A very profound effect. One study found that 70% of women living below the poverty level in retirement did not live that way prior to their husband passing away. And properly filing for Social Security and making sure that your spouse is left with a very large guaranteed inflation-adjusted Social Security check can be a great way to counteract that statistic.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously this is huge. And, you know, people just assume, OK, I'm going to get Social Security. I'm going to have Medicare. It's kind of automatic. I don't really need to worry about it. But there are a lot of changes that have been happening in both Social Security and Medicare. And in some ways, they're tied together, you know, the cost of living adjustments for Social Security, and they can help pay for the paid portion of Medicare. So it really all ties together, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Just to give you an example, my clients who I recommended delay taking Social Security because in their particular situation, that made sense. Well, they were getting an 8% increase on their Social Security check for waiting 1 year before taking it. And Wow. They also received an 8.7% increase because of inflation. And you tie that together, the year of 2022 is a pretty poor year for investments, yet Social Security checks went up 16.7% for a lot of my clients. Just an absolutely invaluable asset down the road for them.
Yeah, that's huge. Yeah, that's big. I wouldn't have thought to look at it that way, but you have to do the math. And that's where you come in. You don't have to go it alone. I would recommend our listeners out there work with a trusted financial advisor, a financial services professional like yourself, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So trying to do things like this the first time and get it right can be very difficult. You know, I often tell people who come into my office, I've retired several hundred times, so you can get it right the first time. And I think that there's some validity to that. You know, think sure. back, when did you ever get something really important just right on the first try? It's very, very difficult. So
right.
a little experience goes a long way with this. I think that building a team of professionals that can help you navigate these waters and get the most out of it is really going to pay for itself and then some.
Yeah, you're helping people go through this process each and every day. That's your job, sure. is retirement planning, income planning, financial planning. And it really is all for making sure you have enough money to last as long as you do and have a successful and happy retirement. You don't want to have to be stressed out over worrying whether you have enough in retirement. And I know Social Security, a lot of financial advisors have heard you say this, it's the foundation to any solid retirement plan. You have to have a solid foundation, and you use Social Security for that because it's a known factor. You know, you're going to get a check for this amount, and it's going to be consistent, and you know what it's going to be. So once you file, or once you get a filing strategy, that is, and that's really important. So what else about Social Security did you want to talk about today?
Well, there are plenty of benefits to Social Security outside of just getting the filing dates right, like some of the tax considerations, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So in my home state of New York here, Social Security is not taxed at all.
On a state level, right?
That's what I was referring to, right? There's no state taxes for New York for Social Security. That's nice. Yeah, a lot of the destinations in retirement don't tax it as well. You know, Florida, Las Vegas, California, these places don't have any tax on Social Security statewide. There's only about 11 states that do. I would recommend looking into that if you plan on moving.
My state is one that does tax Social Security. So Minnesota. So not a lot of people retiring to Minnesota, though.
Well, for any of our viewers who are from that state already, now they know. Yeah, you got a little unfortunate with that. And then when you look at the federal tax code, you notice that even for the highest wage earners, you're going to get at least a 15% break on your Social Security tax, meaning that they're only taxing 85% and 15% of it is tax-free. If you're creative and for the right situation, there are ways to get to zero taxes with Social Security. So a lot of flexibility there, a lot of benefits. I really, really endorse growing that check as much as possible, making the math make sense. It provides a lot of security in retirement.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is huge. So it's about the taxation is another thing that people have to take into consideration. And I bet, because I used to be this way myself, Matt, I bet a lot of listeners out there didn't realize that Social Security could be taxed or would be taxed.
Yeah, sure. I mean, for many, many decades, it wasn't, you know, and I quote Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Social Security income will never, ever be taxed. Well, unfortunately, he's not around anymore.
And right.
The powers that be. But that was a promise
from a politician, Matt.
I don't think any of us are surprised, but nevertheless, here we are. We're being taxed on it. And what we have to do is just work within the system that we're given and get the most out of it.
Yeah, that's obviously huge. Well, this is a great topic, and I think a lot of our listeners out there will benefit from this. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we go today?
I would say educating yourself on this and sitting down with a financial professional is going to go a long way. Like you had mentioned, Social Security, that I've said before, being the foundation, that's really where we start when building a retirement plan. So I wouldn't wait and start doing other things and, you know, thinking that it's less important. It's actually the first step. Know how you want to file for Social Security, put that piece in place, and then build your plan around it is the proper way to do it.
Yeah. And before you file for Social Security, figure out how to maximize those benefits. And,
absolutely.
And that's where you come in, Matt. And so if our listeners want to get a hold of you before we go today, let them know the web address and your phone number one more time.
Sure. You can reach out to us anytime at 888-WEALTH-9 or visit the website at wealthmadesimplepodcast.com.
Yeah. My wife and I are going to have you run one of those Social Security maximization reports for us so we can figure this thing out. I think that sounds great.
My pleasure.
All right. Well, hey, Matt, great show once again. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Wealth Made Simple with our host, Matt Klein.
Take care, everybody. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you for joining us for Wealth Made Simple. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Matthew Klein at Copley Financial Group at 888-932-5849 or visit wealthmadesimple.org now. Join us again soon for another episode of Wealth Made Simple.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.